Thank you for joining me, Greg. You mentioned to me that you had started working on the ASP.NET MVC framework, a new addition to ASP.NET. So explain to us what exactly ASP.NET MVC is.
Sure, Dr. Z. Lately, I've been studying a lot on the ASP.NET MVC pattern, which is technically a framework revolved around a pattern that's been around since the late 1970s called MVC. What MVC stands for is Model View Controller. It's an attempt to break the UI logic up from the business logic when building the UI part of an application. What each letter stands for is a model is really your objects that are storing the data, your business part of the application. View is your UI. And the controller, what I like to think of it, is a communication between the model and the view. So in essence, when your UI needs to make a call out to get information from, let's say, a database, it will go through the controller, and the controller will call out to the model to get the information and pass the information back to the view.
I remember you told me that you've actually done some work using MVP, you know, in Windows Forms environment. So what's really the difference between this MVC, MVP, from your experience?
The MVP stands for Model View Presenter. It's very similar to Model View Controller. The difference is how much work the actual view is allowed to do. The point of the MVP is to separate all the logic that a view would do into the presenter code. That's registering events, that's setting all the properties, everything goes into presenter. In fact, since this technique has been created, it's actually been split into two separate techniques called the passive view and the supervising controller. Once again, it's all about the difference between the two techniques is all about how much logic the presenter does versus how much logic the view does. So when talking about MVC and MVP, it all comes down to how much logic you actually put in your view versus how much logic you actually put in your controller or your presenter.
So Greg, given the differences between the MVC and the MVP design patterns, would you recommend one over the other in terms of developing Windows Forms-based application versus web-based applications?
Yeah, sure, Dr. Z. Definitely, I'm a big proponent of when developing a Windows Form application to use the MVP pattern. I think it's very easy to implement in a Windows Forms-based system. I think it creates great coverage on your testability of your project, and it's just all around the better solution in Windows Forms, in my opinion. When web forms, it becomes a little bit more difficult to decide on that question. I still think the MVP pattern is a little bit better than the MVC pattern, but it's also a lot more difficult to implement. So it has a lot to do with determining timelines and determining how much testability coverage that you want to get between the two different patterns. One of the great things about the MVP pattern, however, is that it allows you cross-boundary applications. So if you're building an application that's both for a web and a WinForm, it gives you kind of a plug-and-play UI where, because all your logic goes into your processor and your model, and nothing really goes into the view, so your view is just a matter of doing your graphics and pointing to the right properties, which is great for the MVP pattern when you're developing an application that runs cross-boundaries with both WinForms and WebForms.
What are the really differences between the traditional classic ASP.NET application development versus this new approach, ASP.NET MVC?
The real differences are when they created the traditional, and we're going to call them web forms for now just to make it easier. When they created web forms, they took this model of trying to mimic what a WinForm does with the whole event-driven model, and they implemented the postfacs and the view state to keep track of what's going on. So for instance, if you were to double-click on a button in a web form, you'd get your event would be all registered for you, and you just go code up and the code behind. With the ASP.NET MVC, this is a framework built around no postbacks and no view state. They do that in order to implement these MVC patterns correctly. They can't have view state or postback to do that, which has advantages and disadvantages. So it's really there's the alternative of using this traditional web form approach, which is event-driven model with code behinds with postbacks and view states, or using this ASP.NET MVC approach, which is the process of having no postbacks, no view state, and having a more of a web-centric way of building applications. It's important to note that while it's called ASP.NET MVC, they've also incorporated some of the newer features of .NET right into the framework to make it easier to work with, so you get some great advantages. One of the really good advantages that you get is what they call routing, also known as the front controller pattern. Before routing, routing is just the implementation Microsoft has done, which is a logical way of getting at your files. So it uses logical routing paths to point to the file that's getting loaded up, so your controller can actually load up your view. While you can use routing, just like you can use testing in a traditional web form built on certain patterns, MVC, MVP, you have to code that up all yourself and get all the plumbing in place on the traditional web form. By using the ASP.NET MVC, all this extra routing and testing stuff is in place for you already, which makes it really great for agile development and rapid application development. Another benefit of the ASP.NET MVC pattern is it creates cleaner code at the endpoint. So if you were to actually do a view source of your HTML on a web form versus comparable ASP.NET MVC, it's going to be a lot less code. The reason is the view state is not stored within the page. What this means is that it's technically quicker depending on how much view state that you've used to load up your page. So it's a much cleaner, much more HTML-centric way of building web pages.
Would you now recommend this ASP.NET MVC over the traditional ASP.NET approach?
There's definitely situations where this ASP.NET MVC is a better approach than web forms, but it all depends on the situation of your project, which is why it's great for an architect to understand both approaches and decide early on which way to go. One of the great advantages of using ASP.NET MVC is with test-driven development, building your test up front and using your test to define how your logic is built. That's baked in right with the ASP.NET MVC framework. There's no extra plumbing on your side to really incorporate that. It has some great advantages with some mock objects, which are like fake objects. They kind of fake up the request and context and server objects that IIS usually provides for you. So you can test out your application without having a web server technically running and still get all that information. So there are great reasons to use the ASP.NET MVC framework, but there's also some disadvantages coming down right now to amount of controls that it supports because it can't support the postfix and view state. Also coming down to what we talked about earlier with cross-boundary, building cross-boundary applications. So it really comes down to your business, what your requirements are to decide which one to choose.
So Greg, you have something to show us?
Sure. I have a web application I can show you. So what I'm showing here is an application that I've built based on some examples from Scott Hanselman's blog. And I'm using this application to demonstrate some of the points that I've been talking about during this interview. So what this application is, it's pulling a data table out of the AdventureWorks database from Microsoft. And I basically just have a nice little grid where I can, it's page where I can flip through and I can edit and delete certain items out of my database. So let me show you how I built this using the ASP.NET MVC to illustrate some of the points. When I started up the ASP.NET MVC, you will notice I have these three folders, models, views, and controllers. Just like we've been talking about, MVC stands for models, views, and controllers. The model can be technically anything. It's the objects that you are passing around in your persistence layer to your database and everything. For this particular example, I've used the ADO.NET Entity Frameworks, which is another new product coming out from Microsoft soon. It just kind of encapsulates all my objects and my persistence layer into one thing, made it very easy to create. But what you really want are going to need to code up is your controllers and your views. So let's start with the controller, because the controller really is the communicator between everything. So our particular controller is called products controller, and it has a method on it called the list, which is going to render our list view. And let me show you how this works with routing, one of the concepts that we've been talking about. So right now we're looking at our global.asax file, and you will notice this concept of routes that have been created. Now once again, I just want to reiterate that routing is not a concept to ASP.NET MVC. It's a concept you can use in web forms, but ASP.NET MVC has implemented routing to make it very easy to use. Our particular route here says we're going to use controller, action, ID. So our controller will point to our products controller. Our action is kind of like the method on the controller, and the ID is the parameter you pass in. What this means is when I come up here and I say my webpage /products, that's telling it the controller to go to, because my route said the first thing in my URL is going to be the controller that I'm going to.
This is definitely the area that which differs from the traditional ASP.NET.
Exactly. Traditional ASP.NET, in your URL, you would go right to the page that needs to load up. Instead, here, you use routing to tell you which controller you want to load up. Then when it gets into the controller, based on the action, and so once again, GlobalX, our second parameter is the action, and we say our action is going to be list. So it says go to this controller and then go to the list. That way I can have one controller to have my edit, my new, my delete, or just different methods in my controller. In my particular case, I am taking a link query from my model and loading it up into this view data products object. The reason I'm doing that is I created this smaller object called view data, which is just the properties I want to show on the view instead of having to show my whole object model to the view. And then I've just said render view, which is me telling it, hey, the view called list is the actual web page that I want to show at this time. So next I'm going to show you how the web page looks so you can see how this view data interacts with the web page at this point. So at this point we're going to go into our list, and the first thing I want to show you is the code behind for the list. Notice the first thing I've done is says the view page is that view data object that I've created. What I'm telling it this time is that is the object that's going to hold the data that the page is going to display. This is how you work with data passing between the controller and the view now. Before we would use view state and postbacks to interact with the data, now the controller passes the data to the view through the object that you declare right here.
And this is really one of the advantages you mentioned during the early conversation.
It's a great advantage because you have control over the data that gets passed to your view. So you can do whatever you want right here to fill in that view data before you pass it on to your view. Really separates the logic out, the business logic to the controller, rather than having business logic in your view. You're just passing the data to the view at this point. When we go look at the actual HTML, what you're going to notice is all I'm doing is doing a for each loop. And notice on my view data, I still get complete IntelliSense, even though I'm doing what they call spaghetti coding, writing the code right in the ASP.NET. And the reason I get complete IntelliSense is because I told my code behind, this is the view data I'm working with. And I'm just looping through each one and writing out a link with inside a table. Now, one really important thing to show here is another advantage of ASP.NET MVC is they've created some helper functionality. And one of them is instead of having to write out a link, I can just say html.actionLink here, which is the same as me writing an A tag link. But, which is really cool, an A tag link can only go through a certain page. So if I could write it out that way, I could send it all the way back through my routing to load the page up. Or what I've taken advantage of here is I've used some lambda expressions to go right into the edit method of my controller. So I'm directly calling my controller from the view now. Let me reiterate, I actually got this example from Scott Hanselman, so I want to give him complete credit for showing me how to do this. But it's a really cool idea to take advantage, and you can go right to your controller to start calling your edit, which will then open up your edit view at this point. So in the end, we haven't really done anything groundbreaking here. Overall, all we've done is taking a different route at getting to the same exact as if we were doing regular ASP.NET web development. With regular ASP.NET web development, you load up a web page directly, which has a code behind, which then goes and processes the code. In the case of ASP.NET MVC, we're using .NET routing, which is first going to a controller, which is running all of our business logic, and then telling it which view or web form to load up. So just a little bit different of a way to get there, but what that gains for you is you run all of your business logic right in your controller, and now you can test that business logic through .NET test, however you feel, whichever testing framework you feel is most applicable. But in the end, the application that we get is no different. The only difference is, notice up in my URL, there's no .ASPX. I'm not going directly to a web page. I'm taking a logical route to go through a controller that will then load up my view.
Greg, this has been a great conversation. You know, we talk about MVC, MVP, ASP.NET MVC. Can you recap some of the things we discussed?
Sure. Just remember, MVC and MVP are just patterns. They can be put around any technology that you want, whether it's a WinForm, WebForm, or technology outside of Microsoft even. And also remember, ASP.NET MVC is just a framework that helps you implement the MVC pattern. The advantages of using ASP.NET MVC is it has a great advantage in terms of testing, but it is not something you have to use. It is just an alternative to web forms if testing is important to you.
Greg, I want to thank you for your time to sharing your thoughts, views with us.
Oh, great. Thank you, Dr. Z. I had a great time.